Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, and that's being prepared. I've used the term, don't be unprepared. A lot of folks today that's under the sound of my voice, you may prepare for a hurricane, you may prepare for a rainy day, financially speaking, you're preparing for your kids and grandkids for college and university, you're preparing for your health and your strength, you're preparing for tomorrow. Many of you have life insurance, health insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's being prepared. But we're not, for the most part, prepared for eternity based on the biblical record. Multitudes today are unprepared for what shall take place. And what we're talking about from the physicality, what we're talking about from the standpoint of reality of what's happening in America and around the globe, what we're looking at are simply evidences of being unprepared as a people and as a nation for the future events that God's already given us in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We're watching our nation in unison today saying that what's good is bad, and what's bad is good, and they're destroying our Bill of Rights, undermining our Constitution, destroying and eviscerating our liberties and our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, and all that we hold so near and dear as a nation. I've said so many times, and multitudes may or may not recognize this, so let me repeat it at the risk of redundancy. If our Constitution is eviscerated, if we have no Bill of Rights, if we have a fascist form of government, and fascism is literally where you have a dictator making the decision, allowing the capitalistic system to continue, but taking it, confiscating it by way of taxes and rules and regulations and laws, and that's exactly what we see the Biden administration doing. You must ask the question, why is that taking place? What is the goal? What is the ulterior motive? And that's to bring it into a one world order, a globalist government. And ladies and gentlemen, the globalist government is on the fast track. It's been over 100 years now in the making, and it's behind the scenes, and now we're watching it come to full fruition before our very eyes. We're watching our nation imploding as a nation, as a sovereign nation. Amen. Part and parcel of that, Pastor, part and parcel of that is simply taking away our liberties, taking away our freedoms, and destroying those things that we've held so near and dear as a constitutional republic. I'm looking at an article that says Christians in the West increasingly targets of political, polite persecution. Beneath the cloak of progress, an increasingly hostile secularism is threatening Christians in the West with a polite persecution, contends an annual report of Religious Freedom Worldwide. If, quote, if Christians in the Middle East need to fear the machete, Christians in the West need to fear the media, higher education, activist organizations, and our own federal government, this article says. They are the ones advocating or imposing a secular agenda on religious institutions. The persecution of Christians takes two forms today. According to the report, everyone is familiar with the violence against people and property, but there's a more subtle form of persecution that is relying on restrictive measures encoded in public policy and the law. The second form is called polite persecution. The ACN report explains, because it hides under the veneer of enlightened secularism. this article further says what is happening today, the classroom instructions that explicitly run roughshod over our religious beliefs and freedoms. And it goes on and on to talk about the different forms of what this article calls polite persecution. And what they're literally saying, ladies and gentlemen, is in America, we do not see the machete as in other nations. We do not see the open hostility as we see in North Korea, in Venezuela, in China, in Russia, and in many parts of Europe today, France and Germany, etc., and also our bordering neighbors on the north in Canada. We're not seeing it to that open level that we're seeing in those nations.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Pastor Davis, we are seeing persecution today, and that persecution is exasperated and is getting more blatant. Here's an article that says, Biden sparks persecution fears by walking back religious freedoms in America. This article says, Joe Biden administration in Washington pretty much had a single focus so far, that is undoing everything and anything that President Bush had already accomplished, President Trump had already accomplished. Taxes are heading upward. The border is being opened wide open. Abortion funding is being authorized. Iran is being appeased and more and more. Now that agenda includes taking away from the Trump's goal of promoting religious freedom abroad that is sparking fears of persecution for Christians globally.
My,
end quote.
My.
This article further says, just weeks ago, Anthony Blinken, Biden's pick for Secretary of State, upended a 2020 executive order that government agencies to prioritize international religious freedom in the planning of any implementation of United States foreign policy. The Biden White House is backing away from any advocacy for religious freedom present or in America or abroad when unscrupulous regimes are cracking down on religious minorities in China, Ethiopia, and the Middle East, end quote. And it goes on to talk about how all of this points out where this president administration is against religious liberties and the freedom that we have as Christians in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with Pastor Glenn Davis, pastor from up in Folkestone, Georgia, and we're talking about this very serious issue today. Pastor, based on what we see taking place, what we see happening from the standpoint of religious liberties being curtailed, abortion is, and we'll talk about the abortion issue in just a moment, that is one of the Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas, just made an open remark about the disingenuousness of the Supreme Court dealing with abortion issues. But based on what we see taking place, what is the thing that you think that listeners need to understand in being prepared?
Amen.
How
well,
should we be prepared? What do we think that our listeners need to hear so that they do not go unprepared based on what we see taking place?
Amen. Well, first, Dr. Youngblood, I think we need to equip ourselves with knowledge.
Yes.
Basically, first and foremost, for the Christian, should be the Word of God.
Yes.
Next should be your Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because in these areas, I find a lot of people are lost. It's like you say, a green ball in high weeds.
You got it.
There's a lot of them out there that's lost. They're not aware of what they really have, you know, that's available for them concerning the Word of God and the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
I asked an individual the other day. I saw them in the grocery store, and they had a few negative things to say about wearing masks and wearing the COVID shot and social distancing and that kind of stuff like that. And I just wanted to know why they felt the way they felt. And they had a mask on, and I said, well, do you understand that they can't make you wear that?
That's right.
Because you have rights.
That's right.
That person turned around and put their hands up and looked at me and said, what rights? I was blown away
mm-hmm.
by that
mm-hmm.
because here you are, and I knew the young lady was above 50 years old,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't know her rights.
That's right.
So now this is telling me something here. This is why so many people are being deceived, and this is why they're given over willfully.
Yes.
Because they don't know what's theirs.
That's right.
And this is what we're trying to do here on today. So this is what I encourage you to do. First, know what the Word of God says for you as a follower or a believer
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Because the Word of God supersedes every law
Amen.
In the land. We have to know and understand it's based on the law.
Right.
Or the law is based on the Word. But we have to know and understand anytime the law violates the Word of God or goes against it, you are under no obligation to obey that law.
Absolutely.
So we need to know these things so that we won't end up getting ourselves caught up in a situation to where sometimes we can't even get ourselves out.
That's right.
Amen.
One of the things, Pastor, I find with that, and you touched on it, it is so apropos of not knowing our legitimate rights, constitutionally speaking. And one of the things that I've said for many, many months now, in fact, for the past year and a half, since this plandemic came about, is one of the things that they have instituted by fiat, that is by executive orders by governors and mayors. And I'm thankful for the governor of the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis. He has said that he's not going to force lockdowns. He's not going to force mask wearing. In fact, they're doing the same thing in Texas. I call it free states versus slave states. In fact, that's exactly
Amen.
What we see taking place. And if the average person doesn't realize that they cannot be forced to wear a mask, they will wear the mask. In fact, one of the things that's even evolved further than that, there are a lot of folks that are going around with the head hanging down with the mask on, frightened to death to look at someone that doesn't have a mask on because they think somehow it's indicating piety. Had a lady walking out of a restaurant one day as I was coming out. She was going out. She had her big old mask on. And I said, ma'am, could I ask you a question? Why do you wear that mask? You realize we're in a free state. We're not a slave state. And the government has no authority to force you to wear that mask. She said, well, I just want to do it to protect others. We have gotten to the point in America, Pastor, where we have caused fear so much that people are willing to bow and to compromise what their rights are and to compromise their health in order to simply look like they're doing something that is pious, that we're going to protect somebody else.
Amen. Amen.
So what we find, ladies and gentlemen, is this thing with the mask, this thing with the lockdowns, this thing with now the COVID pass, which is on the fast track to be forcing everyone to do, is just part and parcel of the desensitization of Americans to force Americans, as well as those globally, to submit to the government to bring in the new world order, the one global governance. And when you study the scripture in Revelation chapter 17, you see, ladies and gentlemen, the global religious order. Revelation chapter 18, you see the global commerce and the commercial order that ultimately will be destroyed in the days of the Antichrist. But, Pastor, one of the things that we see as one of the signs that's taking place today that sets the stage for the final days before the rapture of the church is that of abortion. Abortion, murder by way of abortion. Some 63 million have already been murdered by way of abortion since 1973. In fact, the Biden administration now, and ladies and gentlemen, this is shocking. The Biden administration is now requiring medical doctors, Christian doctors, to perform body mutilations. The Biden administration is demanding that a court order Christian physicians and faith-based hospitals to obey the mutilations, also called transgender surgeries, on patients when they are told to do so. The surgeries are intended to change a person's sex, although the concept is a misnomer to begin with, since being male or female is embedded in the human DNA and cannot be changed. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's just part and parcel of the desensitization of America morally and ethically. And then that along with abortion, where you take a person's life because the life is helpless in the mother's womb, and then by way of future tense, just as with Cuomo and others in the tri-states in the Northeast, killing thousands upon thousands, some 50,000, 60,000 of the elderly and the senior citizens in the nursing homes because, in my opinion, Pastor Davis, they did that in order to take them off the payroll or take them off the cost roll for the state for Medicare and Medicaid.
Amen.
And so as
Amen.
A result of that, it was saving the state's money. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, it's just the indicators of the signs of the times and the days that we're living in where life is means nothing. And part and parcel, if I can tuck this in, Pastor, at this juncture, we've got a lot still to say, but part and parcel of what we see taking place with the COVID vaccination and the COVID pass that's being pushed today is to control every human being on the face of the globe, to know where they are, what they're doing, to be able to find them and persecute and prosecute them in the future days after the rapture of the church. We're seeing the stage being set, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
When it comes to things, Pastor, like the abortion, Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, calls out the court's hypocrisy on abortion. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas called out the hypocrisy on the Supreme Court using the word, Supreme Court now uses the word children in addressing juvenile murders, but the same group, age group, are called young women when it refers to the minors getting abortion.
My, my.
He says when addressing juvenile murderers, this court has stated that children are different and that the courts must consider a child's lesser capabilities, Thomas wrote. And yes, yet, when assessing the court-created right of individuals of the same age group to seek abortion, members of this court, he says, take pains to emphasize a young woman's rights to choose. He says, and I quote, "It's curious how the court's view on maturity of minors ebbs and flows depending on the issue that is before the court at the time." So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to understand, and we could talk about thousands of other issues and things, but we're watching the stage being set for the last of the last days before the rapture of the church takes place and the Antichrist steps on the scene.
Amen.
Here's an article that says, "A shocking video shows two young girls collecting tips on a stage at a Miami drag queen nightclub."
My, my.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. We're talking about the demoralization of a nation. We're talking about the destruction of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We're talking about the lack of any view of a value of a life in the womb or as a senior, where those lives are being taken today in the United States of America. And many of these lives that are being taken by the elderly on the basis that it's the good death, the quiet death, the peaceful death, that it is needed and necessary, and where physicians are trained how to talk families into allowing them to pull the plug, as it's called, on the seniors in society today. So life is not viewed as being valuable. And it's bad enough with that taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, in America today, we're watching the demoralization and the desensitization of our kids as young as 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 10 years old. Article says, two young girls collecting tips on a stage at a Miami drag queen nightclub. A video that appears to show two young children being led around on the stage at a drag queen club in Miami, Florida, resurfaced on the social media last week. Angela Stanton King posted the video to her Instagram account last week, according to The Blaze, that is the news reporting agency. In the video, the two preteen children walk beside a man dressed as a woman who tells the pair to pose for the audience and collect tips. So, and I've watched the video online, ladies and gentlemen. It is grotesque. It is sad that you have parents taking a child, their little girls, onto a stage and a drag queen sodomite nightclub to allow their children to be paraded across the stage and start dancing as the drag queen leads them to do so, the sodomite that leads them to do so, a man partially nude, dressed as a woman, that leads out for these two little girls to walk across the stage and the audience tossing dollar bills and even $20 bills on the floor to them.
My goodness. This article
says in the second video describing the experience, King said the incident occurred at the Palace, a popular South Beach area LGBTQ, in other words, known as a sodomite nightclub in Miami. The video shows two young girls with blonde hair wearing dresses walking up and down on the stage as the drag queen, who has the girls assume a pose and then gather dollar bills as the audience members nears the stage to throw money at them. At one point, the drag queen shows the children how to pose and then directs the kids to pick up all the bills that the crowd is throwing at their feet and clapping and cheering them on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's desensitizing our kids. And that should be considered child abuse. Those that are perpetrating that should be arrested. But in society today, it is almost becoming the norm.
My goodness.
And, Pastor, we see that taking place and so many other things that simply points out to us that it's not going to get better and better. But as the little boy says, badder and badder.
Amen.
In the last
Amen.
Days. What does the Bible say, Pastor, as to what we need to expect? What's happening today? Does the Bible say that it's going to get better and better? What does the Bible say in regard to that?
Well, when we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, Dr. Youngblood, the scripture plainly says, amen, that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
Yes.
Amen. We're not looking, and sometimes the old people used to say worser and worser.
That's right. That makes the point, though.
Amen. Amen. But either way, it's letting us know, amen, the times are not improving. People, we need for you to wake up and
That's
know
right.
and understand that Jesus is on his way coming back.
You got it.
He even, amen, told us, amen, in the book of St. Luke chapter 21. Amen.
Yes.
We want to talk about that some today.
Read that.
Verse 12, he said, But before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Verse 13, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Amen. The Lord is going, amen, to defend us.
Yes.
He is going to give us, amen, what we need to say and what we need to do at that very hour. But he's telling us to beware. Dr. Youngblood, I heard you say, amen, they are wielding the sword,
yes,
in other countries, cutting heads off.
Yes.
People are losing their lives. Amen. But
simply
listen,
for the gospel,
let us not, amen, discount the fact that it may not happen in America pretty soon.
That's right.
It might not be happening today. But this scripture is letting us know that those times are going to come. Now, these people that we have in positions of power, amen, they are pushing for that time.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't obey what they're telling you right now,
mm-hmm,
you see, they have already seen just how much they can get away with.
Yes.
We talked about this at the first beginning of the pandemic,
yes,
of last year.
Yes.
They're going to do certain things, and if they see how much they can get away with, they're going to force
bring
just that much
submission
more.
Submission and compromise.
Amen. They're going to force that on you,
yes,
even the more.
That's right.
But now, look at where it's at. It seems like it's gotten out of hand.
Yes.
But it's not costing anybody their lives yet. But don't write it off.
That's right.
Because you don't
it's
know.
It's on the fast track.
Today or tomorrow, amen, you might wake up out of your bed in the morning.
Yes.
And government agents come kicking your door down simply because you are a Christian.
We're headed for that. That's happening in Canada as we speak. In fact,
amen.
I read an article just yesterday where a man in Canada has been put in jail.
Amen.
You know why he was put in jail? Because he refused to use a pronoun for his daughter in the masculine sense. He continued to call her she and her, and that was against the law in the nation of Canada, and he was put in prison because he called her a she, when in reality, according to the courts, she was being transformed to a he, and therefore he wasn't allowed to do so.
My, my.
That's in Canada.
My,
and
my.
We're on the fast track for that.
Amen.
And because he's a Christian, he said he could not do that. And they started transforming her from female to male through the school system without his knowledge, without his consent. They started giving her, through the nurse's help in the school, started giving her the hormone shots for training her, teaching her body to be a male. And
amen,
we're finding that on the fast track in America.
My
we're finding
goodness.
Today in America where they shut down businesses, put chain link fences around restaurants, and will close the doors of churches. And we have watched for a year and a half now the transformation of America from a free nation, from a free people, from a constitutional liberty people, from a Bill of Rights expectancy, to where we're submitting and surrendering to the government, and that's setting the stage for the final days. In fact, Pastor, you were reading in Luke chapter 21 just a moment ago, but also in the scripture it says in verse 16 of chapter 21 of Luke, and ye shall be betrayed by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. The verse 17 says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And that's
amen.
Exactly what we see happening today.
Amen. That's
there's
it.
An animus, there's a hatred, there's a revulsion, there's a rejection of anything that's called spirituality and Christianity in our nation today, and that is being perpetrated by those that want to destroy our nation. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. For America's demise to take place, for there to be a destruction of our Constitution and Bill of Rights, they've got to, first of all, do two or three things. Number one, they've got to be in a position to control us through our health care and through that process of saying you've got to depend on the government.
Amen.
They're secondly then going to take the Bill of Rights. There, within that Bill of Rights will be the liberty that we have, the freedom of speech, the freedom to worship, and the Second Amendment in particular, the right to keep and bear arms. If they can destroy just those two amendments, the First and Second Amendment in our Constitution, they can take America, overthrow our nation, and bring in the socialist, Maoist, Marxist, Leninist society of which they've been wanting to do for over 100 years for the United States of America. It's
amen.
Not by happenstance. It's all planned to be carried out. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. I call the eschatological chronological events to take place. The next thing is the rapture of the church. There's no signs that must be fulfilled. There's nothing that must take place. It could happen at any moment. It could happen any second. Perhaps you're saying, well, Pastor, what is the rapture of the church? It's the sudden seizure. It's the snatching out, the taking away, the removal of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But ladies and gentlemen, before the rapture of the church takes place, I believe, based on the authority of Scripture, as I understand it, that there will be difficult days for us. Because in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, it says perilous times shall come.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Perilous times. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult times. And we're seeing those times take place today. Now, you can close your eyes. You can put your hands over your ears. You can bury your head in the sand. You can reject it. You can refuse it. But it does not change the fact that it's on the fast track. Pastor, tell us, in the last days, during the days of the tribulation, with what is called the man of sin, the Antichrist, in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, those that are not prepared,
Amen.
Those that are unprepared for the rapture, what they'll face in the days of the tribulation.
Amen. Amen. Verse number 16 says, "And he calleth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast," that's the world system, "or the number of his name."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This is what's going to happen. Listen, there's not going to be any neutral ground.
That's right.
There's not going to be, amen, anyone who takes this mark by accident.
That's right.
When you look at that word cause, that can be direct or indirect.
Yes.
Amen. Either you're going to be forced to take it, or either you're going to be persuaded, or either you're just going to sell it in your own mind. This is the only way that I can make it. I can't trust in God. I can't trust in the word. I can't trust in what the preacher says. I need to do something so that I can make it and that my family can survive. You need to know and understand, amen, at that particular time, amen, the church will be caught up.
Yeah, already
and
gone.
Amen. We're trying to get you prepared for that time so that when we leave, you can leave with us. I
amen.
Want as many to go to heaven, amen,
yes,
as I can
yes,
take
yes.
along with me.
That's
I
right.
want to take you along with
friends,
me.
Friends, relatives, so that, neighbors, and acquaintances. Yes, absolutely.
Amen. Amen. So that you don't have to be caught up in this time. But amen. If there's going to be a time of trouble like we've never, ever seen before.
Yes.
So we want to prepare you for that right now. This is what we want to say on today. Church, get ready. Amen. The Lord is on his way coming back.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't be unprepared. Be prepared, because there will be difficult days. But beyond the rapture of the church, it will be absolutely devastating, as the world has never thought possible. Thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
Amen.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.